I don't see anything wrong with having so many elephants. I'm not hurting anybody.
This is Sally, a 45-year-old woman who lives alone in her home in the eastern suburbs of Sydney. Although she doesn't live completely alone, Sally shares her home with a collection of 142 elephants that keep her company. This is Georgie, and you're listening to another episode of I Can't Believe This Is Really a Thing That Happens.
You believe this really happens?
Yes, 142 elephants. You might be thinking, how does she manage to fit this number of elephants into her home? And why would a woman want to have 142 elephants? We contacted Sally to see if she would like to introduce us to her elephants and let us know a little bit more about her and the happenings in her life.
Hello, welcome. Lovely to meet you. We've been so excited all morning.
Wow. You really do have a lot of elephants, don't you?
Would you like to meet some of them?
Yep, of course, please. Show me around. I was instantly immersed in the tour of Sally's home. She was extremely enthusiastic. Elephants were scattered around in the most obscure places. Everywhere you looked, there was an elephant ornament, figurine, or plush toy. Each had their own unique design and, as Sally would describe it, a unique personality.
Each of my elephants possess their own personalities. They are all very special to me. Bill over here is one of the older elephants that I have. He is strong. Can't you tell? He has that grey tinge around his eyes and such a kind soul. This is Abby. She is young and has a very sassy attitude towards the other elephants in the room. They aren't allowed to be too close to her. She appreciates her personal space. Oh, and Gary, isn't he such a darling? I mean, just look at all of his blue and white polka dots on his body. He is constantly having fun and enjoying himself. Such a rascal.
As Sally continued explaining each of her elephants' uniqueness, she said something quite intriguing. Sally believed that she was saving these elephants.
I feel this urge, this need to help. A lot of people might see me as lonely, but I'm not. I have my elephants. I'm practically their mother. I don't have kids to look after. These are my children. Each night, I must say goodnight to them all. As you can probably imagine, it takes time, but I can't sleep without doing it, and neither can they. I know they appreciate it. I sometimes might let one of them sleep in my bed as well, if they've been good during the day. As for food, I tend not to mix it up too much so I don't confuse them. Generally, I give them dry dog food. And water, of course. I buy the food in bulk and we go through quite a lot because there is so many of them.
Although I found a vast collection of elephants unusually interesting, I wanted to know more about why Sally started doing this. Her comment about not having anyone to look after gave me the feeling that there must be more as to why she does what she does. When I found out that Sally had something special planned for the following day, I knew that might be my chance to talk about it some more.
Your timing of this visit could not have been better. Tomorrow I am holding a birthday party for all my elephants. We'd love the extra company. They really enjoy your presence, I can tell. I don't know the birth date of all my elephants, and so each year I hold a big combined birthday party. It is one of their favourite days of the year.
I arrived the following morning, eager to discover what Sally had in store for this party. I could already hear carnival music as I got out of my car. Just how full on was this party going to be? As I was walking up the drive, I spotted one of Sally's young neighbours out the front of his house. His name was Adam, and he was happy to share a few of his thoughts on her and her interesting ways.
Some of us call her the crazy elephant lady. She's always carrying her toy elephants around. I'm pretty sure I saw her taking one for a walk the other day. I kind of feel sorry for her.
It would seem that Sally has not a care in the world of what other people think of her. One glance at the party she's hosting, and you would agree. It honestly was one of the biggest and most exuberant parties I had ever seen. There was a huge colourful jumping castle, a fairy floss machine, areas set up for party games, music, food. Anyone would think this would be for many people to enjoy, and yet it was for one woman and her toy elephants.
So, Ricky and Sophie are over here by the jumping castle, and Claire, Reese, Penny and Rita are over there playing Pass the Parcel. And this is little Tara's first birthday party. I think she's a bit scared as she is sitting by the fairy bread table by herself.
In my opinion, the party was a hit. Sally kept moving the elephants around, making sure they were all having a good time. After the birthday party had settled down, I had a chance to sit down with Sally and talk to her a bit more about why this all started.
It's something I enjoy doing, and something I think I'll continue enjoying.
So, I mean, how long have you been collecting elephants like this?
Well, I suppose we could track it back to around the time when Patrick left.
Who's Patrick?
My late husband.
Oh, so you started collecting them after your husband passed away. Do you think in some way they are connected?
I'm sorry, I don't think I can actually talk about this right now.
You need to leave.
Perhaps my questions were a bit too direct, but I felt like I was so close to getting Sally to open up. I had just started packing up my things when Sally emerged from the room she'd hurriedly walked away to, and surprisingly, she agreed to continue the conversation.
When he passed away, I really did try and stay busy, and believe me, I tried to find help, but nobody could understand or even fill the void left by him. This is the first elephant ornament I ever owned, and it was given to me by Patrick. I adore it. I did as soon as he bought it for me. I wish Patrick was here. Lucky I have these guys though, right? I don't know what I'd do without them anymore. It isn't the same love I had before, but it's all I have.
I honestly thought when I first met Sally that this was going to be a joke of an episode of I can't believe this is really a thing that happens. This one felt different. I don't know if you felt it, but I really started to feel sympathy for Sally. I'd like to think that if I was not in my position as someone interviewing her, but rather a bystander that knew of Sally, that I would help her out and be her friend. But would I? We all get lonely sometimes, but there are some people who feel it more than others, and I think I need to be more aware of that. That is something I can believe will really happen. I'm Georgie, and this is I Can't Believe This Is Really a Thing That Happens. Until next time.
You believe this really happens?